In our fast-paced, demanding world, we are constantly pulled in multiple directions by competing priorities. Career ambitions, family obligations, social expectations, the external pressures seem endless and unrelenting. Amidst this storm of responsibilities and noise, we often neglect the most important priority of all, caring for our own needs and well-being. Without a strong foundation of self-care, we cannot be our best selves nor thrive in any aspect of life. The ancient Greco-Roman philosophy of Stoicism offers timeless guidance on controlling our reactions and focusing intentionally on what truly matters within our sphere of influence. By applying Stoic principles and practices, we can cultivate the self-awareness and intentionality required to prioritize ourselves appropriately without succumbing to selfish impulses. This philosophical framework provides strategies for claiming agency over our mind and body, viewing self-prioritization as the highest aim attainable through reason and sustained effort. Understanding what we can control. A core tenet of Stoicism is the dichotomy of control, rigorously separating what is within our power to determine from external events entirely beyond our sphere of influence. The Stoics maintained that the root of many human struggles and suffering stems from our misguided attempts to control or emotionally invest in circumstances outside our command. Within our control are our own actions, beliefs, judgments, desires, aversions, thoughts, attitudes, and chosen virtuous character. These internal processes shape our individual experience of the world. By aiming our efforts inward on our ability to respond with reason and ethical principles, we avoid wasting precious energy railing against external things we ultimately cannot change. Beyond our control are factors like other people's behaviors and opinions, our health and aging, natural disasters, political upheavals, and other circumstances imposed by nature. The Stoics taught that true freedom and inner tranquility arise from a willing acceptance of such unalterable events combined with a conscientious focus on properly managing our responses. Anger, grief, and anxiety frequently result from our mistaken belief that we can directly alter situations outside our control through forceful resistance. Stoicism calls us to concentrate our energy inward on our intentional thoughts, motives, and actions, the aspects of life where we maintain autonomy. By reorienting towards our internal locus of control and ceasing emotional investment in externals, we improve our quality of life and reclaim a powerful sense of agency over our own well-being. Self-prioritization stems from this Stoic ideal of personal responsibility over our sphere of reason choice. The Stoic practice of self-awareness. To properly prioritize our true needs, we must first develop a substantive understanding of those needs through the rigorous Stoic practice of self-study and introspection. The philosophers understood that ethical behavior and fulfillment both depend on turning our attention inward to gain knowledge of our fundamental nature, values, and genuine requirements. This path of self-awareness is key to appropriately prioritizing our choices and efforts. Strategies for increasing self-awareness within the Stoic framework include reflective journaling to track our thoughts and emotional patterns over time. Regular meditation practices help us become impartial observers of our internal landscape, witnessing our impulses and habitual reactions with greater objectivity. We can also solicit honest feedback from others who know us well, revealing our unconscious blind spots. As we examine our daily actions and motivations, we become increasingly conscious of the often automatic and unexamined thoughts, feelings, and external pressures that frequently drive us. This awakens our ability to pause before reacting automatically, giving us the space to then choose more intentional responses aligned with our authentic priorities. Self-awareness allows us to course-correct when we realize we are overcommitting or engaging in self-betrayal based on distorted thinking or an unhealthy need to please others. With this hard-won self-knowledge, we gain the insight to determine our actual requirements separate from the deluge of external pressures and demands that too often skew our decisions. We are able to prioritize our interests from a place of clarity rather than impulsive reaction or conditioned compliance with social norms. Self-prioritization starts with the clarity of self-awareness to recognize our needs and values as distinct from the impositions of the outer world. Setting boundaries, a Stoic approach. Armed with the guiding light of self-awareness, we are prepared to set the healthy boundaries that enable us to prioritize our legitimate needs and protect our autonomy over daily life choices. An essential underpinning of Stoic thought was the idea that our chief moral and practical commitment must be to our own reason choice and character development, the aspects of our being over which we alone maintain control. permitting external factors like others' expectations, social pressures, or conventional norms to persistently divert us from this path toward virtuous agency and fulfillment undermines our welfare. The Stoics advise frequently checking inward to clarify whether our present course of action stems from our own conscious, evaluated choice or unconscious compliance with non-prioritized external demands. We are urged to honestly audit whether our obligations align with our fundamental virtues and conception of the good life, or if we are abdicating agency to externals dragging us off course due to flawed perceptions, fears, or people-pleasing tendencies. This philosophical approach offers guidelines for setting boundaries that protect our autonomy. Knowing our personal limitations and triggers for overcommitting enables us to decline requests exceeding our capabilities or priorities. Communicating our boundaries directly yet respectfully allows others to understand our positions. Enforcing our boundaries consistently maintains their integrity. Intermittent exceptions breed resentment. Accepting that prioritizing our needs will periodically disappoint others avoids boundary violations driven by guilt or anxiety. In professional life, Stoic self-prioritization looks like declining projects misaligned with our ethics or life priorities, establishing limits on our availability during personal time, and avoiding unproductive negativity distracting from our committed goals. In personal spheres, we say no to excessive requests that deplete our limited time and resources. We protect our restorative alone time and space for self-care activities, and we limit interactions with individuals who prove toxic influences. The Stoic ideal is pursuing our reasoned conception of the good life according to ethical virtue, unburdened by external impositions or constraints dragging us off course from what our judgment deems most worthwhile. Aligning our actions with rationally evaluated priorities is the path to wholehearted living, a radical form of freedom achievable through committed self-prioritization and carefully erected boundaries that preserve it. Emotional intelligence and Stoicism. One aspect of the human experience where Stoicism offers powerful guidance is in developing our emotional intelligence, the all-important ability to understand our emotional nature and manage disruptive emotions in an effective manner. The Stoic conception of emotions is grounded in reason and proves remarkably congruent with modern therapeutic models like cognitive behavioral therapy. While emotions are often viewed as irrational forces beyond our influence, the Stoics saw emotions as fundamentally comprising two elements: cognitive judgments or impressions about the world, and subsequent physical sensations in the body. For example, our anger might stem from the judgment that we are being mistreated in some way, which then triggers physical sensations like muscle tension and a raised heartbeat. Our sadness might originate with the perception of a significant loss. These founding judgments or impressions often happen automatically and irrationally, colored and distorted by our unconscious beliefs, cognitive biases, and long-standing emotional patterns we've internalized over time. The Stoics maintained that by developing our mindful awareness and rationally examining our initial impressions about events, we could modify our resulting emotional responses. Rather than suppressing emotions entirely, we gain the ability to skillfully reshape them through conscientious cognitive reappraisal. By applying the Stoic practices of self-awareness and mindfulness, we become attuned to the unhelpful thought patterns that fuel our destructive emotional reactions. With this insight, we can pause before impulsively acting on those judgments in maladaptive ways. We gain the perspective to then reevaluate the impression rationally, viewing the catalyst more objectively and developing a correspondingly calmer, more constructive response. Tips for strengthening emotional intelligence through a Stoic lens include: distancing ourselves from strong emotions initially through conscious labeling. I am feeling angry because. Reality testing our triggering thoughts through questioning and seeking contradictory evidence. Reframing the triggering situation through cognitive reappraisal techniques. Considering our values and priorities to help guide more meaningful responses. Practicing paradoxical intention by leaning into emotions constructively. By steadily strengthening our ability to interpret the world through a rational, unwavering lens rather than distorted perceptions, we cultivate more sustainable emotional equilibrium. We become far less caught in interminable reactivity to provocation as we depersonalize events and focus inward on our authentic control and agency. Gemini. Our emotional mastery allows us to regain our power to prioritize responses aligned with our considered values and interests. Rather than being hijacked by impulses, we make choices rooted in intentionality informed by reasoned judgments. Developing our emotional intelligence through this Stoic framework enables the clarity and autonomy that allows true self-prioritization to flourish. The role of virtue in self-prioritization. For the ancient Stoics, the concept of virtue was not merely a laudable value, but the active practice of living with reason, self-discipline, concern for others, and willing acceptance of nature's unalterable course. The four cardinal virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance were seen as the bedrock for achieving the eudaimonic flourishing and fulfillment that was humanity's highest aim. Leading a truly virtuous life meant conscientiously embodying these ideals through one's actions, not mere affirmation of their worth. And the more closely one's character and conduct adhered to the path of virtue, the closer one progressed toward the rational, self-possessed ideal of the Stoic wise person marked by tranquil self-mastery, resilience in the face of adversity, right judgment, and unshakable commitment to ethical goodness. From this ancient philosophical vantage point, the modern notion of regular self-prioritization for personal well-being is not mere self-indulgence. It is both a natural outgrowth and prerequisite of striving to live virtuously according to reason. Each of the cardinal virtues reinforces the importance of prioritizing our emotional, physical, and mental self-care as part of the quintessential aim of human life. The virtue of wisdom guides us to prioritize caring for our whole being and lasting eudaimonic interests over temporary, inessential pleasures or conveniences that only offer ephemeral satisfaction. Cultivating wisdom involves continually directing our focus inward to our ethical reasoning, evaluating our impressions and conduct with increasing objectivity and alignment to our highest knowledge of virtue. The virtue of courage provides the inner fortitude required to prioritize and abide by our reasoned judgments in the face of fears, anxieties, societal pressures, unhealthy impulses, and any external forces that might sway us from appropriate self-care and ethical actions. True self-prioritization requires moral strength and the willingness to withstand discomfort or adversity in service of our highest commitments. The virtue of justice safeguards against the pitfalls of narcissism or egotism by keeping us focused on balancing our self-prioritized obligations with our concurrent ethical duties to others. Justice dictates honoring interpersonal commitments and being a responsible member of our communities, even as we determinedly uphold rational self-interest. We prioritize without self-negation or toxic self-sacrifice. The virtue of temperance or moderation fosters the self-discipline, self-possession, and inner control that prevent us from indulging in unhealthy excesses, overindulgences, or behaviors that might compromise our overall flourishing and imperil our authentic priorities. We remain grounded in rationally hedonic self-care rather than escalating impulses. Ultimately, adhering to this ethical framework of virtuous living keeps us continually realigning our deepest motivations and actions in harmony with reasoned principles for genuine human welfare and our own long-term fulfillment as evaluated by wisdom. The path of virtue provides the stabilizing, rational structure for consistently defining what matters most and reprioritizing our choices accordingly. As the Stoics knew well, living virtuously is an enduring commitment involving constant mindfulness, course corrections, and strengthening our reasoned will to positively prioritize our behaviors. Yet virtue furnishes both the inspiration and means for fulfilling our highest aim as reasoning beings conscientiously prioritizing our holistic care and vital commitments through every step of life's eternally unfolding journey. Practical Stoic exercises for daily life. While the philosophy of Stoicism offers a rich conceptual framework for prioritizing our authentic needs and well-being, it also provides a diverse array of eminently practical exercises to gradually train our mindset, perspectives, and capacities in favorable new directions. These therapeutic techniques share the goals of increasing our self-awareness, impulse control, objectivity, boundaries, and resilience, all prerequisites for sustainable self-prioritization. Some key Stoic exercises for incorporating into daily life include negative visualization. This purposeful contemplation of potential future misfortunes, losses, or privations counteracts our human tendency to take currently enjoyed goods for granted. By vividly meditating on the loss of things like our health, relationships, or material security, we become more appreciative and less complacent about their temporary nature. Such deliberate psychological reinforcement helps recalibrate our priorities to cherish the genuine needs too often compromised. The view from above, a variation on traditional meditation. This exercise has us mentally rise above our present circumstances and perceive our seemingly monumental difficulties from a higher, vastly distanced vantage point. This shifts our perspective on the cosmic scale, alleviating tunnel vision around immediately felt concerns. we can soberly evaluate whether the threat challenges at hand truly warrant neglecting prioritized self-care and interests. Morning previewing, evening review, spending time at the day's outset visualizing upcoming challenges, our desired intentional responses, and remaining committed to our priorities provides an anchoring framework for the hours ahead. In the evening, we conduct a candid self-review of situations where we lost sight of our stated intentions and course correct for the following day. Both activities strengthen our self-regulating capacities. Voluntary discomfort, willingly undergoing mild forms of short-term discomfort like cold showers or sleeping on a minimalist bed, helps strip away attachments to unnecessary comforts while building our resilience and psychological fortitude for prioritizing more difficult choices misaligned with impulses. Calibrating our fortitude incrementally fosters perseverance. Self-denial, periodically practicing abstaining for set periods from permissible pleasures and attachments we typically indulge, like certain foods. Entertainment or luxuries may seem trivial, yet weakens unexamined impulses, distracting us from clarified priorities. We become more discerning about core needs versus incidental wants. Journaling, recording our thoughts, emotional patterns, and resulting actions as impartial observations in a personal journal cultivates the self-awareness and objectivity so crucial for recognizing where we routinely neglect our priorities. This bird's eye perspective facilitates productive self-coaching for realignment. Mindfulness meditation. The ancient Stoics anticipated modern mindfulness through their emphasis on repeatedly practicing the skill of self-detached attention. By routinely returning our concentration to the immediacy of the present moment when distracted by external noises or wandering inner thought sensations, we train ourselves to maintain agency over our responses and alignment with reasoned priorities. The core principle underpinning all these exercises and activities is that incrementally integrating them into our daily lives in a sustained, effortful manner gradually instills the philosophical fitness required to live according to our intentional judgments and reasoned priorities. Much like strenuous physical exercise fortifies our bodily health, these reps of Stoic mental spiritual strength training fortify our ability to consistently translate the philosophy's teachings into embodied virtuous conduct in alignment with authentic self-care. While some methodologies like journaling, meditation, or fasting may be more natural starting points than others, diligent practice and unwavering commitment to persisting through challenges is paramount. Self-prioritization is ultimately a consummate lifelong undertaking rooted in accumulated wisdom, achievable step by incremental step, guided by Stoicism's illuminating insights. In the midst of our hectic, overstimulated modern existences where competing demands and expectations constantly threaten to overwhelm our focus, the ancient philosophy of Stoicism beacons through the noise with timeless wisdom for self-preserving priorities, agency, and fulfillment. This philosophical tradition provides numerous robust strategies for properly prioritizing our authentic needs amidst relentless external pressures. A core Stoic tenet involves strictly separating the limited aspects of life within our direct control, our intentional thoughts, judgments, and chosen actions, from external events and contingencies outside the sphere of our influence. By concentrating our efforts where we maintain true autonomy rather than railing against the unalterable, we husband our energy and improve our domain of self-determination. Self-prioritization becomes empowered and sustainable. To properly apprehend our actual needs separate from inculcated expectations and impulses, the Stoics emphasize regular introspective self-awareness practices. Reflective journaling, soliciting feedback, and mindfully observing our inner landscape reveal unconscious thought patterns and deepest values insights, illuminating where realignment of priorities is required. Self-knowledge is vital for authentic self-care. With this clarity of priorities, the Stoic approach equips us to erect appropriate boundaries, setting healthy limits on external impositions that threaten to derail us from our integrity. We confidently decline obligations misaligned with our ethics and aims while still honoring legitimate duties to others from a reasoned, virtuous position. Boundaries safeguard our self-prioritized autonomy against dissipation. A critical pathway towards sustainable self-prioritization illuminated by Stoicism involves developing our emotional intelligence, the ability to mindfully witness our triggered thoughts and corresponding emotional reactions without impulsive identification. By rationally re-evaluating our initial impressions about events through conscious reappraisal, we regain command over our responses rather than being hostage to impulse. Emotional mastery grants the freedom to choose intentional actions faithful to reason priorities. Furthermore, the Stoic articulation of virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance provides an imperturbable philosophical framework defining principles for human welfare that naturally conduce toward appropriate self-prioritization. Living with increasing fidelity to ethical virtue aligns our motivations with our highest rational judgments about eudaimonic self-interest and genuine goods. Virtue is both motivation and method for fulfilling our reason priorities as human beings. While conceptually potent, Stoic philosophy offers numerous specific practices to inculcate the psychological skill sets required for sustainable self-prioritization. Techniques like negative visualization, the view from above, focused journaling, and mindfulness meditation cultivate the presence, objectivity, impulse control, and reason agency that allow us to live according to our examined intentions rather than distractions or motivational inertia. Like any substantive undertaking, building the capacity for robust self-prioritization demands incremental training and an unwavering commitment to persistent philosophical exercise over time. Yet the potential rewards are tremendous. A reclaimed sense of autonomy steering our limited resources toward reason priorities aligned with human thriving and fulfillment. The path toward wholehearted living is bounded by Stoicism's guiding principles and insights revealing our circumscribed sphere of direct influence. By zealously focusing our efforts inward with care and intention, we avoid wasteful entanglement with externals while methodically fortifying the aspects of our being that remain our ethical provenance, our character, wisdom, and agency to prioritize our legitimate needs as reasoning beings. Authentic self-prioritization arises as the natural culmination of our reasoned effort and commitment to the virtuous philosophical life.